Glory to God, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, the great God of the universe, offers to us to know Him and infinitely more, it can't even be put into words, you know, to be His child, to be in His family, to belong to Him through Jesus Christ, to live forever in heaven, a place of glory. And infinitely more, and the greatest thing, Him, His glorious presence, the glory of the Lord is the Lord. It's in that deepest reality of knowing Him in the power of the Holy Spirit when we've done things the way God has told us to do it, and which also is common sense. Please listen to previous messages about that. Humbling ourselves before Him, a broken and contrite spirit over sin, repenting, all of these things so important. But when we find Him, it's just beyond words. And so, just the glory of the Lord. This series could go on forever, and should. It's so incredible that God would offer Himself to us. Okay, and here's an irony that I want to add. I've touched on this, and it's important to remember. The misconceptions about what we commonly call Christianity are so rampant, including among believers. Okay, and that it's tragic, because it's contributing to people missing Jesus Christ, not getting saved, and ending up in hell. I mean, that's serious. But also among believers. A majority of believers do not see that it's this glorious Lord Jesus Christ, and so beautiful and wonderful and glorious and merciful and gracious and long-suffering. And He is the one who comes and changes us and causes us to walk with Him. You know, He does it. We're the vessel. We furnish the vessel. Okay? And it's all simple. But even a majority of believers do not see this. And so they don't, you know, to them, it's they're a Christian and they fulfill their obligation, right? But they're really, their passion and what they love is other things. You know, their career or money or just having fun or, you know, their own, you know, whatever they do that floats their boat, as someone has once, as people have said. Okay, really, what's the reason for that? They just haven't met the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, and the cause of that is perhaps those of us who have met the Holy Spirit, we're not, you know, this is a whole deep mystery, but perhaps we're not doing our job to get the anointing to others, you know, let the anointing, the glorious presence of Jesus through us touch people, and that's what's going to, that's the only thing that gets results. That's the only thing that quickens and gives life and gets results and causes people to, you know, in turn find the Holy Spirit. And then they have the passion for, you know, they find the answer. And they have the passion for Jesus Christ at that point. It's just it's a guarantee, because, you meet the, I mean, one way, if you want to just get technical, you know, meeting the Holy Spirit, this glorious God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Father, amen, on a scale of 0 to 1,000 is infinity. Okay? And then someone who receives Jesus Christ and just stays in that outer court and stays in the first phase, the born again phase, that's actually the initial phase, born again. And again, I'm just being technical here. Someone who, that on a scale of 0 to 1,000 is a 1. I mean, it's still, it's glory, it's fantastic, they're saved, amen. But, and here's, herein, and it really, that's, again, that's just kind of a by the book explanation, but, and hopefully it answers some questions. I wish people had told me this years ago. But really, it's all a mystery. It's a mystery and it's a reality. It's everything. It's why we're here on the earth. It's everything. And yet people just discount it and say, oh, that's just something over here. That's, you know, that's for weak people and that's for older people and for women and, you know, people who are just, no, that's, and they even make fun of the gospel. And that's not, that's, of course, that's a dangerous thing to do. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. So simple and so, it's just so normal. It's what we're meant to do. You know, it's abnormal if someone doesn't walk with Jesus Christ. You know, it's normal to walk with Him. It's very, you know, that's, isn't that amazing? I keep going back to this. This is the reason God created the whole human race and created every person, is to know Him, the one true God, in Jesus Christ. And so immediately someone comes back with this objection and says that, people would say this, they'd say, oh, there's no way that's the case. Look at most of the world, you know, 70% of the world doesn't follow Jesus Christ. They're good people. They're in other faiths, Islam and Hinduism, Buddhism, and many other faiths, the smaller ones, those are the big ones, and Judaism and all these others. And so you're saying that they're not, that they're going to end up in hell? Oh, you're crazy. Okay. We don't have all the answers. We have some, but we don't have all the answers, and there's a lot that's a mystery. We are to humble our, it's common sense, we are to humble ourselves before God. Fear Him. Come to Him in great fear and humility and brokenness, and then He'll show us we need to repent. And we need to repent. We need to be, you know, and that's the one He looks upon. That's even in the Bible. This is the one, you know, I dwell in the high and holy place and with Him who has a broken and contrite spirit. This is the one I esteem, says the Lord, He who has a broken and contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Amen.